Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 7.
Yep, it's me, Dion, helping us all find, speak, and live our true purpose. I want to talk to you about how to change your perspective and remove that inner critic. I don't know about you, but I'm forever having to deal with self-judgment that sometimes inhibits me. I must say, though, my inner critic has been useful at times, especially when it comes to making judgments about key business decisions, or life generally. But recently, my inner critic took over me, powering up my thoughts and feelings of not being good enough, holding me back from something I truly love doing, writing. I define my inner critic as the voices in my head that constantly evaluate me, not the ones that help me make sound judgments. I have found it enormously useful to confront the inner critic and get the voices out in the open. So here's the exercise. Write a letter from your inner critic to yourself that includes all the nasty judgmental things it wants to say to you. Explore why and in what situations your inner critic thinks that you're not good enough or that you're a failure. Try to accurately capture the authentic tone as well as the content of the inner critic's voice. Then write a response letter, appreciating the inner critic for its usefulness in your life, but also distinguishing which of its messages you choose to listen to and which you will no longer find useful. End by finding a way to make peace with your inner critic, acknowledging your continuing maturing relationship. Then, every day after completing the exercise, identify an intent for yourself. If you'd like more help with finding, speaking, and living your true purpose, connect with myself at truth-works.co.uk/connect-and-grow. Now give it a go. You'll be amazed at the results.